produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again. And yes, it's been another amazing week. We are delighted to be with you on this occasion. And in the weekend ahead, we are looking forward to the annual holiday or celebration. I guess it's not really a holiday, but the recognition that we as a society pay to fathers. The third Sunday in June, we observe Father's Day. Kind of like what we do in May, on the second Sunday in May, we celebrate Mother's Day. So our message today is going to be about the importance of fatherhood, the importance of having fathers in the home. Now, you know, we live in a time when the nuclear family, so to speak, a father, mother, and children, is very much not necessarily the everyday norm. It still, I think, represents the majority of households, but it is a continually diminishing representation of the definition of a family. Many families are presided over and are provided for with a single parent. And the sad reality is that there's a lot of wonderful folks who are doing their very best, but we know that there's a lot of issues that come about when, especially, there's no father in the home. You know, we've heard from prophets in the past and over the years, from the beginning of time, really, have warned us about the importance of fathers in the home. As we take a long, hard look at the world today, it is becoming increasingly evident that Satan is working overtime to enslave the souls of men. His main target is the fundamental unit of society, the family. During the past few decades, Satan has waged a vigorous campaign to belittle and demean this basic and most important of all organizations. His success is becoming increasingly evident. The grim facts are seen, reported, and heard about daily and involve the collapse of many family units. With the decay of the family, we see the horrible effects on our society. Increased crime, behavior disorders, poverty, drug abuse, and the list continues to grow and grow. It appears to me that the crosshairs of Satan's scope are centered on husbands and fathers. Today's media, for example, have been relentless in their attacks, ridiculing and demeaning husbands and fathers in their God-given roles. So as we see the diminishing role of fathers, we know that Satan, in his clearly devised plan to destroy the family, seeks to diminish the role of fathers. Increased youth violence, youth crime, greater poverty, and economic insecurity, and the failure of increasing numbers of children in our schools offer clear evidence of the lack of a positive influence of fathers in the homes. A family needs a father to anchor it. Surely we have learned by now from the experience over centuries that the basic family provides the most stable and secure foundation for society and is fundamental to the preparation of young people for their future responsibilities. We should have learned by now that alternate styles of family formations have not worked and never will work, ideally. This was stated plainly by the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in The Family, A Proclamation to the World. We read in part, "We, the First Presidency and the Council of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, solemnly proclaim that marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God, and that the family is central to the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of His children. All human beings, male and female, are created in the image of God. Each is a beloved spirit son or daughter of heavenly parents, and as such, each has a divine nature and destiny. Gender is an essential characteristic of individual, premortal, mortal, and eternal identity and purpose. The first commandment that God gave to Adam and Eve pertained to their potential for parenthood as husband and wife. We declare that God's commandment for His children to multiply and replenish the earth remains in force. We further declare that God has commanded that the sacred powers of procreation are to be employed only between man and woman, lawfully wedded as husband and wife. By divine design, fathers are to preside over their families in love and righteousness and are responsible to provide for the necessities of life and protection for their families. Mothers are primarily responsible for the nurture of their children. In these sacred responsibilities, fathers and mothers are obligated to help one another as equal partners. We warn that individuals who violate covenants of chastity, who abuse spouse or offspring, or who fail to fulfill family responsibilities will one day stand accountable before God. Further, we warn that the disintegration of the family will bring upon individuals, communities, and nations the calamities foretold by ancient and modern prophets. So, we recognize the importance of a family unit where there is a father and a mother. Now, to you gentlemen out there in the listening audience who are contemplating marriage, who are perhaps already married and contemplating starting a family, have you considered the challenge it is to be a successful father? It takes hard work and planning to rear your children in righteousness and have unity with your wife to build a constant feeling of love and harmony in the home. Why do you suppose being a successful, righteous father is such a challenge for almost all men? We realize that when your first child is born, you become a father. The title father is sacred and eternal. It is significant that of all the titles of respect and honor and admiration that are given to deity, He asked us to address Him as Father. So, what is the Father's role in the home? Given such urgent warnings about the future of our Father in Heaven's children, fathers and mothers must search their souls to be certain they are following the Lord's direction in building up eternal families. Focusing on fathers, what does the Lord expect us to do? Once a family has been established, the father's role includes the following. Number one, the father is the head in his family. Fatherhood is leadership, the most important kind of leadership. It always has been so. It always will be so. Father, with the assistance and counsel and encouragement of your eternal companion, You preside in the home. It is not a matter of whether you are most worthy or best qualified, but it is a matter of divine appointment. Your leadership in the home must include leading in family worship. You preside at the meal table, at family prayer. You preside at family home evening, and as guided by the Spirit of the Lord, you see that your children are taught correct principles. It is your place to give direction relating to all of family life. You give father's blessings. You take an active part in establishing family rules and discipline. As a leader in your home, you plan and sacrifice to achieve the blessing of a unified and happy family. To do all of this requires that you live a family-centered life. Past president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Joseph F. Smith, counseled, "Brethren, there is too little religious devotion, love, and fear of God in the home. Too much worldliness, selfishness, indifference, and lack of reverence in the family, or it never would exist so abundantly on the outside. Then the home is what needs reforming. Try today and tomorrow to make a change in your home." Close quote. Remember that your role as leader in the family, your wife is your companion. As another president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Gordon B. Hinckley has taught us, quote, "In this church, the man neither walks ahead of his wife nor behind his wife, but at her side. They are co-equals." Close quote. Since the beginning, God has instructed mankind that marriage should unite husband and wife together in unity. Therefore, there is not a president or a vice president in the family. The couple works together eternally for the good of the family. They are united together in word, in deed, and in action as they lead, guide, and direct their family unit. They are on equal footing. They plan and organize the affairs of the family jointly and unanimously as they move forward. Second, the father is a teacher. Again, President Joseph F. Smith, counsel applies today. Quote, "Do not let your children out to specialists, but teach them by your own precept and example, by your own fireside. Be a specialist yourself in the truth." Close quote. When you recognize the importance of teaching your children, you become humble, because at once you realize that this is accomplished by precept and example. You cannot be one thing and effectively teach another. You must live and study and pray for the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost. You must purify and organize your life so that your example and leadership reflect the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You must plan your day as guided by the Spirit of the Lord, earnestly seeking your own welfare and the welfare of your family before other cares blind you to these first responsibilities. As we have seen taught by living prophets, quote, "No other success in life can compensate for failure in the home." Close quote. Again, from one of the prophets of the church, David O. McKay. Let me repeat that. No other success in life can compensate for failure in the home. You know, it must be emphasized that as a father, we are always teaching. For good or ill, our family learns our ways, our beliefs, our heart, our ideas, our concerns. Our children may or may not choose to follow us, but the example we give is the greatest light we hold before our children, and we are accountable for that light. As an example, at one time a young father acted somewhat unkindly to his wife. 3 days later, this same man saw his 3-year-old daughter use his very words in acting unkindly to her mother. The man was sobered and came to ask himself this question: do I love my children and family enough to repent, to change my life for their welfare? The obligations, the burdens, the responsibility of being a proper father may seem overwhelming. Fortunately, we are not required to preside and judge and act without counsel, without assistance. You have a wife, a companion, a counselor, a partner, a helpmeet, a friend. Is she one with you? Are you one with her? Do you thank the Lord daily for her? Do you keep the covenants you made with her and the Lord in the temple? Do you always strive to keep your thoughts and words and actions pure? Do you realize that when you offend her in any way, it is like offending yourself, since you are one? Does she know of your love for her? Is your relationship one of continual courtship? Do you regularly spend time together, alone, where your expression and actions reassure her of your appreciation and reliance on her companionship? Do you exercise righteous leadership with her? Do you always keep sight of your marriage goal, which is the creation of an eternal unit bound together by love and by the power and ordinances of the priesthood of God? Third, the Father is the temporal provider. President Ezra Taft Benson of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, one of our former prophets, expressed it very clearly. Quote, "The Lord has charged men with the responsibility to provide for their families in such a way that the wife is allowed to fulfill her role as mother in the home. Sometimes the mother works outside of the home at the encouragement or even insistence of her husband, or the conveniences that the extra income can buy. Not only will the family suffer in such instances, but your own spiritual growth and progression will be hampered," close quote. Now, we recognize there are times of severe financial difficulty that it is necessary for both parents to work outside the home. But with proper budgeting and with living within our means, those situations should not be as abundant as they are. Fathers, by divine decree, you are to preside over your family units. This is a sobering responsibility and the most important one you will ever assume, for it is an eternal responsibility. You place the family in its proper priority. It's the part of your life that will endure beyond the grave. I testify that the following statement is true. The position which men occupy in the family, and for those in the church, especially those who hold the Melchizedek priesthood, the position which men occupy in the family is one of first importance and should be clearly recognized and maintained in the order with the authority which God conferred upon man in placing him at the head of his household. There is no higher authority in matters relating to the family organization, and especially when that organization is presided over by one holding the higher priesthood, than that of the Father. Patriarchal order is of divine origin and will continue throughout time and eternity. There is then a particular reason why men, women, and children should understand this order and this authority in the households of the people of God and seek to make it what God intended it to be, qualification and preparation for the highest exaltation of his children. In the home, the presiding authority is always vested in the Father. And in all home affairs and family matters, there is no other authority paramount. The day will come, my friends, those of you who are fathers or who will be fathers, the day will come when you will stand before the Lord and report your stewardship as a father on earth. So the question might be asked, what will be your report? Father, you are accountable to the Lord for what you have and what you are. In the future, you will surely stand before Him. What will be your report concerning your family? Will you be able to report that your home was a place of love, a bit of heaven? That daily family prayer and secret prayer were fostered? That it was a house of fasting? That in family home evenings and at other times, you and your wife taught your children the basic principles of the gospel? Will you be able to report that you created an environment in your home to build faith in a living God, to encourage learning, to teach order, obedience, and sacrifice? That you often shared your testimony of the reality of your Father in heaven, of the truthfulness of the restored gospel with your wife and children? Will you be able to report that you followed the living prophets? That your home was where your tender children could feel protected and safe, and where they felt the love and acceptance and warmth from you and their mother? And what will be your report concerning the temporal welfare of your family? It is God's plan that you work for what you get. Your occupation should be honorable and should provide sufficiently to meet the needs of your family. Are your duties and labors undertaken with a joyful and thankful spirit? Do your wife and children feel secure because you feel good about your occupation? Do you practice frugality and thrift and avoid debt by living within your income, your tithe income? Do your wife and children feel a sense of tradition and stability because the family home is not relocated on a whim for unsound reasons? Father, are you committed to the eternal welfare of each of your children? Do you labor and love and strive with them as long as they live? Well, I've shared a lot of key elements here about the importance of father in the home and fatherhood. Now, let me add this to everything that's been shared. When there's a home where there is no father, for whatever reason, due to death, divorce, or other circumstance, that individual, that mother, if you will, assumes these responsibilities as the head of their home. And these are eternal principles that are of benefit to parents, either as a couple or as individuals. It's my hope, my prayer, and my testimony that I know that God's plan of happiness is designed to bring us joy and happiness in this life and to guide us for the eternities to be able to return to our Father in heaven and through the temple ordinances, through the sealing authority given by Jesus Christ Himself, family units can be sealed together and be eternal. Families are forever. Important work that we do in this life to rear our children creates the opportunity for them to grow and be nurtured in the good word of the Lord. That is our responsibility. Teach correct principles to provide for their essential temporal needs, to provide for their spiritual needs, No other responsibility in life is more important. As was said earlier, no success in life can compensate for failure in the home. May we all be mindful of the great responsibility that we have to parent, to be parents, to be the very best parent that we can be. Remember the great commandments, to love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul and with all of thy might. And the second is like unto it, to love thy neighbor as thyself. What greater neighbor do we have than our own children and our spouse? Let us love one another. Let us follow the Savior's example to serve one another. As the president of our church, Gordon B. Hinckley, would often say, to be our very best and to do our very best is my hope and prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.